If Thursday, April 15th, 4 days into the hearing, General Leslie Groves was sworn as a witness. Questioned by Garrison, Groves praised Oppenheimer's wartime performance at Los Alamos, and when asked whether he was capable of consciously committing a disloyal act, he said emphatically, "I would be amazed if he did." When asked specifically about the Chevalier incident, Groves testified, "I have seen so many versions of it, I don't think I was confused before, but I am certainly starting to become confused today. My conclusion was that there was an approach made, that Dr. Oppenheimer knew of this approach." Groves went on to explain that when he first learned of the story, he thought Robert's reticence could be explained by the typical American schoolboy attitude that there is something wicked about telling on a friend. "I was never certain as to just what he was telling me. I did know this, that he was doing what he thought was essential, which was to disclose to me the dangers of this particular attempt to enter the project. Namely, it was concerned with the situation out there near Berkeley. I think it was the Shell Laboratory at which Eltington was supposedly one of the key members, and that was a source of danger to the project, and that was the worry. I always had the impression that Dr. Oppenheimer wanted to protect his friends of long standing, possibly his brother. It was always my impression that he wanted to protect his brother, and that his brother might be involved in having been in this chain." Groves' testimony, possibly, expanded the cast of characters associated with the Chevalier affair. Frank might be involved, Groves speculated, surely without malice and probably without a full realization of the potential consequences of his hypothesis. For if Frank had been involved, then not only had Robert lied to Pash in 1943, but he had lied to the FBI in 1946 and was lying now to the hearing board in 1954. Regardless of the extenuating circumstances, Robert's desire to protect his younger brother, whom he knew to be innocent of any wrongdoing, Groves' conjecture further undermined Robert's veracity and, in the end, despite the lack of any evidence pointing to Frank's participation, it deepened the mystery surrounding, and therefore the hearing board's interest in, the Chevalier affair. Any effort to explain the source and tentative nature of Groves' testimony connecting Frank to Chevalier leads back to what was recorded in Oppenheimer's FBI dossier during the war. From there, our attention will fast forward 10 years to a series of FBI interviews conducted in December 1953 in preparation for Oppenheimer's appearance before the AEC's Personnel Security Board. The interviewees were John Lansdale and William Considine, wartime assistants to General Groves, Groves himself, and Corbin Allardyce, who had succeeded William Borden as staff director of Congress's Joint Committee on Atomic Energy, JCAE. These interviews played a critical role in shaping Groves' testimony, for both Considine and Lansdale reported to him what they had told the Bureau's agents. Their recollections were disconcerting for Groves, who in several important ways had a different memory of what Oppie had told him. Furthermore, their communications with the FBI put him in a compromising position which forced him to acknowledge to the hearing board that in 1954 he could not support renewing Robert's security clearance. As noted earlier, the first documented reference to Frank's association with Chevalier to appear in the FBI files was in a memo of March 5, 1944, by Agent William Harvey. Harvey had no independent information about the Chevalier affair, but in composing a summary of it, he identified Frank as the one person approached by Chevalier. However, Harvey failed to cite any evidence for this conclusion, an oversight that would baffle senior agents a decade later when they reported to Hoover. File review failed to reflect any info that Frank Oppenheimer was approached for data concerning MED, Manhattan Engineer District, project, or that such info was ever reported by J. Robert Oppenheimer to MED or Bureau.